USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a campaign-style rally in West Virginia last night, President Trump tells the crowd,
"For the last 18 months, Democrats have spent every minute trying to overturn the results of the last election."
There to support GOP Senate candidate Patrick Morrissey, the president cited the efforts to get Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmed as Supreme Court justice.
"The vote for Judge Kavanaugh is also a vote to reject the ruthless and outrageous tactics of the Democrat Party. Mean obstructionists."
The Indonesian death toll is rising. The country's National Disaster Agency now says at least 832 people are known to have been killed by Friday's earthquake and tsunami, and that number is still expected to climb. The magnitude 7.5 earthquake triggering the devastating tsunami with waves as high as 20 feet. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
It's the first time U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren has said publicly she might consider running for the White House. She did so during a town hall event that she held in Holyoke, Massachusetts yesterday, saying after Election Day she would take a hard look at running for president. Meanwhile, Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti has been talking about possibly running for the White House, and former Trump advisor Steve Bannon says he could become a force in 2020.
But I'm telling you, he's got a fearlessness.
Right.
And he's a fighter. He's a fighter. I think he'll go through a lot of this field.
He was speaking on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. New York City police say there were no shots fired after a loud bang did cause a scare at the Global Citizen Festival yesterday. A fallen barrier was apparently to blame for the noise. The 29-year-old son of former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, Track Palin, is free on bail after being charged with assaulting a female acquaintance at his home on Friday. And police say he also resisted arrest. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We told you at the top of the news that President Trump was speaking at a campaign-style rally in Wheeling, West Virginia yesterday. One of the things he told the crowd was that he and North Korea leader Kim Jong-un have developed a love for each other. However, North Korea's foreign minister was saying that Pyongyang is not going to denuclearize until his government has sufficient trust in the United States. That part of the story from John Clemens.
Speaking to the UN General Assembly through an interpreter, Ri Young Ho said there must be sufficient trust.
Without any trust in the U.S., there will be no confidence in our national security, and under such circumstances, there is no way we will unilaterally disarm ourselves first.
He also said sanctions only deepen that mistrust.
The perception that sanctions can bring us on our knees is a pipe dream of the people who are ignorant about us.
I'm John Clemens.
The Pope asking Catholics across the globe to pray the rosary every day through October to protect the church from the devil. The Vatican releasing a statement yesterday that says the devil, quotes, aims to divide us, and that reciting the daily prayer would unite the faithful in communion and penance. The statement says Pope Francis is hoping the intercession of the saints will make the church more aware of its mistakes, errors, and abuses.